Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these important stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Guido Vliegen with Three Bros Cookies. Welcome.
Thank you, Lee. It's good to be here.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Three Bros. How are you serving folks?
So what we do is we make a special cookie from Holland, from the Netherlands, called the stroopwafel, or in, as we say in Dutch, the stroopwafel. And yeah, that's what we do. We started our business earlier this year, set up a commercial bakery, and we are wanting to make America happy with stroopwafels.
So now, what is the occasion for a stroopwafel? Is it like a cookie that you can eat at any time, or is it like a breakfast thing? Like, when do people consume this typically?
You can eat it any time, but a lot of people like it with their hot cup of tea or coffee or with some ice cream. And there's actually, when you're eating a stroopwafel, you want to, there's caramel in it, so you want it to be a little bit warm. And the traditional way to eat these actually is to place them on top of your cup of hot coffee, tea, or cocoa and let the steam kind of warm up that caramel.
And then so it's not crunchy, it's kind of has a chewiness to it?
It's actually both. So the outside is a little crunchy. It's got a beautiful texture to it. And on the inside, it's soft and gooey.
Now, is this common in where you're from, this Dutch recipe, is it a common cookie there, or a stroopwafel? Is that a common thing that you find there that's not so common in the U.S.?
Yes, it's very, very common. It was invented, so to speak, 200 years ago in the town of Gouda, you know, also known for its cheese, of course. And so I used to eat these, all the time in Holland, and everybody does. You can find them at markets where they're baked fresh. You can find them in supermarkets, stores, coffee shops, wherever, and people love them.
Now, what was your day job doing this before, and then you just kind of branched out into this specific stroopwafel, or were you doing something totally different and you said, hey, you know what, there's not a good stroopwafel here, let's kind of do this and make one here in America?
Yeah, I was doing something totally different. So my backstory is I came to the U.S. for a Dutch company, and the company acquired a company locally here in Atlanta. And I was sent over to try and integrate that company. So I've left that company a couple of years ago. And around that same time, my wife and I, we have a blended family and three sons together. And we, said, let's have these sons, try to get to know each other better, do something together, learn things together. And we started making stroopwafels in the kitchen. And you may ask, well, why stroopwafels? Well, because we love them, and we couldn't really find good stroopwafels here in the U.S. You know, they are imported from Holland, but when they get to the stores here, I was excited to find them at first, but then when we tried them, unfortunately, they were kind of stale, and that's because of the long distance for them to travel over to Holland. So we decided, let's make these in our kitchen, and we had a fun time doing it. We sold them at local market in Peachtree City, and people loved them. And then after 2 years, my wife and I were like, well, there seems to be a business opportunity here. Let's take the plunge, and we started building a bakery here in Fayetteville.
Now, when you were doing this at home, is there like a, like it, there's waffle makers. I would imagine it maybe looks similar to a waffle maker, but it's designed differently because this is a thinner kind of creation.
Yeah. So it kind of looks like a waffle iron for sure. But it's made especially to make these stroop waffles. So it looks like a press. And so we put the dough on the press, bake it for about a minute. And then the cookie is formed, but then we have to slice it open. So that thin cookie is actually made even thinner in two little halves. We fill it up with caramel, and there's your stroopwafel.
So now, did you have kind of a family recipe, or is this something that every family has kind of their own way of doing this that gets handed down by grandparents, or is there kind of... You know, you just were making it up as you were going along when you started.
We were kind of making it up as we were going along, researching the internet for the best recipes, talking to some specialists over in Holland that know exactly how to do this. And, you know, over time, we got better and better at it. And, you know, our customers now absolutely love our stroopwafels. Like somebody told me yesterday, you know, people don't like your cookies. They love them.
Now, is this something that you always, like at first it was just kind of to bring the family together, but then once it turned into an idea to be a business, were you looking at kind of, oh, let's open a brick and mortar coffee tea shop and then offer these or sell these to other kind of restaurants? Like, what? How did you kind of come up with the business model around it?
Right. So we considered at first to open like a actual coffee shop, but then we were like, you know, that's kind of limiting our potential to a very small area. So instead we decided to set up a commercial bakery, and we're selling to, you know, lots of coffee shops, local grocery stores, high-end grocery stores. And we also sell on the internet. So that way we can reach a lot more people, and to support, you know, getting our name out in the market. We also are at farmers markets and such. And we even built this little cute cart that we actually bake the stroopwafels hot at the markets. All, you know, very similar to what is traditionally done in Holland, where stroopwafels are made at markets as well.
And then do you sell a mix where people can buy it and make it themselves fresh, or is that you need a special device in order to really pull it off correctly?
Yeah, you definitely need a special device. Some people use like Bezel kind of irons to do that. But it's very, very difficult to come up with a decent product doing that. So, you know, we do not sell mixes. We sell the finished cookie using our professional equipment.
And then are you also going to sell that cart as a business opportunity for folks if they wanted to get in this business in their local market?
That is definitely something that we're considering for the future. There is kind of like a licensing or other way that we can, you know, invite other businesses to help us grow our business. That is something that will take a little bit more work from our side to replicate. But obviously, yes, to grow the business, replicating that model to more people would be great. We also offer the opportunity to people that would like to sell our stroopwafels at local markets to do that for us. So we have several, like this coming weekend, we are at several markets across Atlanta. We pay people commission to basically go out and sell our product there.
So they can just add it to their kind of menu of items that they're selling while they're already at the market?
But typically those are dedicated booths where they're selling our product only, but we're open to folks wanting to sell our product in their booths as well, but that we would like to discuss that with them.
And then when you work with the coffee shops, that in that case, it's just they're selling it maybe on the counter or something as an impulse buy at the store?
Yes. So for that reason, we have two main types of packaging. One is an 8-pack, which is aimed really at traditional grocery settings, so where people can buy a package of 8 and take it home and enjoy it there. But for the coffee shops and similar situations, we have a individually packaged stroopwafel, that comes in a display box, and people can buy one and enjoy it on the spot.
So now, one of the, your concerns when you started was they would get stale coming over from Holland, I guess, the ones that were made there and then imported into America. Are you able to kind of counter that by being here? Obviously they're much fresher because they're coming from your manufacturing bakery to these places pretty quickly. I mean, much faster than they would obviously traveling across the ocean. But how is the shelf life and things like that? Is that less of an issue because you're manufacturing, right here in Georgia?
Well, we have purposely limited our shelf life to just 10 weeks. And we've done that on purpose. Even though, if we wanted to be on par with our competition from Holland, we could put a shelf life of 12 months on our cookies. But that's not, we don't feel like that is the way one should enjoy a stroopwafel. You want to have it fresh. So we have significantly limited our shelf life. And for that reason, we're kind of reducing our opportunity in some grocery stores because grocery stores like to have a very long shelf life. But we've decided we want to have a fresh product out there, and therefore we have limited our shelf life. Of course, we bake only to order or something that we know we can sell very, very quickly. And therefore the product does not go stale, and we can ensure that people will get the freshest experience possible.
And then when you're working with a coffee shop, what does the process work from there, from through them? Are they reaching out to you and saying, hey, we'd like to offer this? I tasted it at one of these farmers markets. It's fantastic. What does an initial order look like? How much do they have to commit to in order to try it out in their coffee shop?
Oh, the minimums are very, very small, like a package, one box of the singles, for instance, or a couple of packages of the 8-packs. We want to make this as accessible as possible to people, so we don't insist on any large quantities. That would also not help in terms of keeping the product fresh. So we can replenish daily or weekly as needed to the coffee shops.
So what do you need more of right now? How can we help you? Is it more coffee shops? Do you want to get more markets and grocery stores or just more individuals going to your website?
All of the above, quite frankly. So we are trying to get into more farmers markets. We are trying to get into more coffee shops. And we are trying to get into more grocery stores. So we have a dedicated salesperson that goes around Atlanta is our brand ambassador, goes around and talks about our product, and at the same time supplies the stores. And recently we also signed up a food distributor who's taking our product throughout the Southeast. In terms of what we really need from a customer perspective, consumer perspective, is to have as many people try our product as possible. Because once they try the product, we know they'll be convinced because of the quality, and it's just a delicious cookie.
And then you decided to kind of make this venture into a family business. What was the thinking there? Because family businesses are tricky, because you're all in there and it could become a 24/7 operation. That's all you're talking about, all you're thinking about.
It definitely is a lot of what we talk and think about, no doubt. While that takes away maybe from other things that you'd like to do, I have to say it's a lot of fun because, this is a business where you're making people happy, and I totally enjoy being at a market and talking to people about a product and making the stroopwafels fresh. It is just a fun thing to do. And my wife and I and the family have a lot of fun doing this.
Now, do these stroopwafels, is it like kind of one flavor or is it something that there's a variety of flavors?
So the traditional stroopwafel invented 200 years ago is a caramel filling. And that is with a cinnamon flavor. That is definitely the brunt of our business. We have meanwhile also introduced some other products, based on the traditional stroopwafel. We are dipping them in chocolate and we're adding toppings to them. So you can find those on our website. And as time goes on, we are intending to introduce more flavors and maybe also a gluten-free option.
Good stuff. And so you mentioned coffee shops because that seems logical because you put the cookie over the coffee cup and then that kind of warms it up. Is there a plan to kind of target like ice cream shops or custard shops or yogurt shops as a kind of a vehicle to dip and maybe like kind of a nachos for ice cream using the stroopwafels?
Absolutely, yes. And we are actually in a couple of ice cream and frozen yogurt shops already. And to those stores, we also supply our snippers, which you may have seen. Those are like cookie crumbs that are used as topping on your ice cream or as a granola in your yogurt, or people even bake with them. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that we're doing there. And also the stroop, the syrup, that's the caramel that's inside of the cookie, can also be used as a topping on ice cream. So there are a lot of options here that we can that we are exploring and already taking advantage of.
So now, personally, how do you enjoy doing this kind of entrepreneurial venture, you know, creating something from nothing compared to your previous work in a kind of a large corporation, you know, executive work for someone else?
Yeah. So it's a big difference, right? Because in a larger company, you have a defined set of tasks and responsibilities, and they mesh with other tasks and responsibilities from other people. And so you're focused on a, you know, even though I was the CEO of a company, you're focused on certain tasks and not everything. Whereas if you're starting a business from scratch, I mean, I find myself doing everything from bookkeeping and making cookies and taking the trash out, so to speak. And so that is you need a whole different mindset to do that and be driven to do that. But I've got to say, it's a whole lot of fun. And, we're creating something for the family and for the community. And that's very rewarding.
Do you feel that the impact you're making in this regard, even though it's obviously a much smaller entity than what you came from, kind of feels like you're accomplishing more because you are bringing your whole family along for the ride?
Absolutely. And, you know, it is such a great feeling to hear people rave about how much they love our product and, you know, have the family all be together and enjoy a stroopwafel that we made. It's just a whole different emotional connection, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. I think it's when you can bring your whole family along with you on these kind of ventures, and especially role model entrepreneurship and business and the impact you can make, I think that the ripple effect of this is going to be a lot larger than maybe you anticipated.
Yeah. And that's what we're hoping for. So, and we're already seeing some of that. We're getting, positive feedback from people throughout the whole country and from people that, you know, we've lost touch with for a while that all of a sudden are like, hey, wow, I saw you guys, on Facebook or on your website or wherever, or in the store. And, that's really cool.
Are you also working with kind of the consulates around the country to let them know that this is there and they can get some now fresh in America?
Yes, we are. And actually, funny you brought that up, because a couple of weeks ago, the U.S. was, you know, there's a U.S. Occasion called the Dutch American Heritage Day. And the consulate here in Atlanta sent several hundreds of our stroopwafels to their relations here in the Southeast. You know, and that was quite the acknowledgement and honor for us to do that, because here is the Dutch consulate using our stroopwafels because they really like them.
Good stuff. Well, congratulations on all the success.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So if somebody wants to connect with you and learn more, what's the website or social media handles in order to find you?
Yeah. So on our website is 3broscookies. That's the number 3, B-R-O-S, cookies.com. And there's a web store and you can find more information about us there. And both on Facebook and Instagram, you can find us as well. And the handles there are 3broscookies.
Well, congratulations again, and thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you very much, Lee, and appreciate you having me.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work could not be done without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.